Ken is not gay.
Just because things seem all right in the bedroom department.
Do you mind?
You don't have to be Angela Lansbury to piece this one together. He were in a right flap over that jumper for the reunion.
Because he was feeling nervous.
He started drinking chamomile tea of a night.
He was I haven't watched it since I was in prison.
Ken Barlow, because he was so slick with the women. Did you ever see him?
He is slick
with
the women.
Yeah, very slick man.
Like Deirdre, when you were behind bars, you could watch Coronation Street.
You have in your cell, you have a kettle. At the moment, you have Netflix on. You're not allowed out because of the COVID.
Hi, I'm Gary Brennan, and I've been covering Soapwatch for many, many years across different channels, but currently I'm doing Soapwatch in Ireland AM. It's a strange show in the sense that it brings you right back to your childhood. I started watching it with my nana, and then of course I watched it with my mum because it was just always on. That's the nature of Carnation Street. It's an institution in homes. And whether you think you watch it, you're still watching it. I mean, everybody has it on in the background, so everybody can kind of follow it. And of course the characters are hugely famous. People like Ken Barlow and everyone, they're household names at this stage.
When it was first aired, the first night, it was actually live, and it was the first working class TV show. Before that, there was nothing but posh people on TV.
Up until that point, all reflections of society on television were sort of, I suppose, upper class England, and this was the first time working class people were shown having ordinary lives, and that was what Tony Warren wanted to do.
And he was the creator writer, and he had just, 13 episodes to go with at the start?
Yeah, I think ITV Granada took a chance on it. They were like, look, we'll throw it out there and see what happens, and it immediately took off because people totally related to it. And we've seen it lately enough with reality TV as well, so they knew back then the viewers wanted to see themselves on screen, and Carnation Street was really the first iteration of that.
They're real life storylines instead of, you know, fiction.
Do you watch it six nights a week? You do?
Yes!
Hi there, my name is Carl Bowe.
Carl, you're an actor. What does Coronation Street mean to you and, I suppose, the acting community?
To be honest, I think it means a huge deal to a lot of people in Britain and Ireland as well. I mean, it's such an iconic show. I think it's part of pop culture as well in a way. I mean, everybody is so familiar with the name Coronation Street. And I mean, the fact that they're celebrating 60 years, I mean, that alone is a huge achievement for anything. So to be actually on air for 60 years is incredible. We kind of have a very similar attitude, similar personality, similar sense of humour to the people of Manchester and that kind of that north territory, if you will. Fan of Mike Baldwin back in the day, you know.
Just, Mike Baldwin.
Yeah, Mike Baldwin.
And he was a kind of barrel boy, Londoner, in northern England, causing mayhem.
Yeah, exactly. So that was one of the things, I think, because he wasn't used to that environment. A lot of people kind of, you know, they associated with their own and their own locals, but he was just a little bit out there as well, you know. Gail Platt is another one that has stood the test of time as well. She's still going to this day. They will continue on the tradition, and even with streaming as well, it's still going to be around for sure.
What I like about Corey is, apart from Ken Barlow being in it, it's local and it's everyday things that go on. And it goes on in Dublin, whether it be Dublin, Manchester, London. It goes on
so
everywhere.
So is your life like Corey?
More likely, yes. Not like
exciting?
EastEnders.
Here is William Roach, who plays Ken Barlow.
Coronation Street is just like a beautiful ship that keeps sailing round and round the world with so many people on board, so many people who have been on board, and so many people who will be on board. And I'm lucky to have been one of those. From Tony Warren's tiny little family stories to 60th anniversary. What a success. And I remember in those early days when we all came together to film those little family stories that Tony had written and how we were amazed at the impact when we went on air. Suddenly, it was up there, top of the ratings, and has been ever since, because we were part of the new realism that was sweeping through the theatre with Marlon Brando in the films, James Dean and John Osborne looked back in anger in the theatre, and Coronation Street, kitchen sink drama, no soap, we were a kitchen sink cutting edge drama hitting the headlines. It's wonderful. I've enjoyed every minute of my 60 years in Coronation Street. Happy 60th anniversary, Coronation Street.
We should get married. Let's get married, Deirdre.
You're nothing but a pathetic slapper, luring other people's husbands into your bed.
Didn't have a clue.
Deirdre, for heaven's
sake.
Why's
the addie coming? Just because he's in your bed doesn't mean to say you can come round here shooting your mouth off.
Deirdre, for the last time, there is nothing going on between me and Denise. She's done her best to help, and you lay into her like some sort of deranged harpy.
Who is your favourite character?
I think everybody thinks Ken Barlow because he's such a legend. I mean, don't forget the man's been in the show since the very, very start. That's an entire lifetime, 60 years, he's been there forever. But one thing Carnation Street does better than all the other soaps, I suppose, is they create such iconic characters. I mean, I could stand here and give you a million names, like Hayley Cropper, the first transgender character on television.
Because that was huge when that first happened.
It was absolutely massive, and it just shows you what soaps do. They have the power to reflect society, and I always say on the show that soaps do this thing where it might sound overly dramatic, but there's someone at home living through that, and it's great for them to see it portrayed on the screen. And they do it all the time with huge characters. I mean, Ken Barlow and Deirdre, I mean, that was like, The Wedding itself was one of the most watched shows in history. It was up there with The Royal Wedding.
And that was 81, it was the same year. And isn't it amazing that Deirdre and Ken's Wedding was punching above its weight with Di and Charles.
It's an incredible thing as well, but it just shows you the nature of soaps, is that these people become so familiar to you that you feel like you're almost attending a family wedding. And all of these milestones in Carnation Street's history were just absolutely huge. Ken and Deirdre, even when they separated, everybody wanted to watch that. Their entire marriage was played out on national television, and it was just fascinating television to watch, because at the time, don't forget, things like divorce and affairs and all that, they were kind of taboo. They were just gossip for the coffee shops. You know, they weren't portrayed on television.
When Deirdre went to jail because of a con artist who pretended to be a pilot, Tony Blair, the then Prime Minister of Great Britain, got involved, and people were actually outside with signs saying "Free Deirdre." People actually thought it was real.
Well, nowadays, I suppose you'd call it a viral kind of campaign, because at the time, all the tabloids got involved with Free Deirdre. I mean, she was stitched up completely. It was all over the national newspapers. Tony Blair got involved. It was one of the most watched storylines in Carnation Street history, because it was an injustice. And it was Deirdre whom people loved. It's like I always say, they're so familiar to you. It's almost like a family member has been accused of something they didn't do. But of course, she did get off eventually. I mean, that's one thing soaps do really, really well, is that they take you on this journey, but most of the time, there's a decent payoff at the end.
60 years in my eyes, you know, and all my grannies, my aunties, my uncles, my cousins, they all watch it and they think it's amazing. Oh, Rita is really, really old school, but she's a pure lady, pure lady, pure
she's
lady.
She's a lady.
She's a pure lady, pure lady.
Stan and Hilda.
Oh, I think Beth Gilroy, yeah.
Beth.
Yes, absolutely. She's a real character.
It's funny. We grew up with watching Coronation Street and EastEnders and all that, but Coronation Street was one of my favourites.
So who were you with last night?
This is beginning to sound like a very old joke, Vera.
Yeah, well, that's probably what it is and all. I suppose you've been stood there thinking I'm the joke.
I've not been thinking nothing, love.
You hard-faced cow.
Oh, don't start calling me names,
I will, Vera. Call you, and I'll call you to your face and all. Do you know you've no more morals, you, than a cat's behind?
Well, that is a laugh. Now listen who's talking.
There's one thing that sort of bugs me a little bit about soaps, is the snobbery that goes on around us. There shouldn't be snobbery, because I know actors and actresses over the years have really famous ones who wanted to appear in Carnation Street, from Joan Collins all the way to Ian McKellen. So I mean, I suppose some people might look down on soaps sometimes, but it is hard-hitting drama. It does reflect society, and there are really important things that come across in soaps. So within the acting community, I don't see that snobbery much at all, and certainly with the viewership, people are very loyal to it. So look, you're doing something right after 60 years if you're still on air. A lot of shows would love to have that track record.
Gary Brennan, Virgin Media soap expert, it's official, you are Ireland's greatest Coronation Street fan.
I sure listen like it. I'll take it. There's nothing better than being associated with such an institution as Coronation Street.